Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to keep doing what we've been doing, reviewing a bunch of different skills. But before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen. Follow those directions and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil. Let's write our names at the top of our paper. All right, your name, you write my name. Oh, just kidding. Just kidding. You write your name, I'll write mine. And then at the top of our paper, go ahead and put your pencil down. You know we're going to color first. At the top of our paper, we see a picture. And we're going to be looking for some words or some objects that begin with the letter C for K. Can you find something on our page that would begin with K? Yep, that's what I see too. The clouds. Clouds. That begins with the letter C. Let's color the clouds blue. I'm going to use my light blue. Color the clouds blue. How many clouds are there? Yep, two. Let's practice subtracting. If I have two clouds and one of them blows away, how many clouds will I have left? That would be two minus one equals... Yep, we would have one left. We would have one left. If I had two clouds and two blew away, that would be two minus two. If they both blew away, how many would be left? Zero. So clouds begins with K. Do you see anything else on our page? Anything else? Yes. Carrot. Do you see the K carrot on the snowman? What color should we color that? Yes, we should. Let's make an orange carrot. Carrot and cloud both begin with K, with the letter C. Do you see anything else? There's something else. Yes, coat. The girl is wearing a coat and the boy is wearing a coat. Let's color the boy's coat. Let's do green. Let's give him a green coat. You can do light green or dark green. It doesn't matter. His coat has a zipper. So coat, cloud, carrot all begin with the letter C. Does zipper begin with the letter C? No. No, it doesn't. I can't fool you, can I? Okay, so he has a green coat. Put down your crayons and let's give the girl a purple coat. Let's give the girl a purple coat. It's kind of covered up by her scarf and her arm, but just go in and around. Do your best job. Coat, cloud, carrot. Coat, cloud, carrot. All begin with the letters C, but not zipper. What about scarf? Mm-mm. No, scarf doesn't begin with the letter C. Okay, put down your purple crayon in 3, 2, 1. I have one more. What about coal? Coal. Do you see the snowman's coal eyes? They're made out of coal. That begins with the letter C. Let's find something different. Ready? What about... something in our picture that begins with T, T, T. Yes, tree. What color do you think we should color the tree? Yeah, green, because that's an evergreen tree. That means it stays green forever. Tree begins with the letter T. Don't forget to color the top of the tree. Does top begin with the letter T? Yes, it does. Let's sound out top. Top is a three-letter word, and we can hear all the sounds. T, op, top. T, op, top. You do it. Nice. So tree begins with the letter T. Let's color the trunk of the tree. Does trunk begin with the letter T? It does. Let's color the trunk brown. Trunk begins with the letter T. You need a trunk on a tree. Okay, put down all your crayons. What about two? Yes, there were two clouds, right? There were two clouds. Okay, let's do something that begins with B. B. Something that begins with B. Yes, bird. Do you see the bird? Let's color the bird B. Blue. B. B. Blue. Does blue begin with B? Yes. Bird and blue both begin with the letter B. B, B, B. You can color his B, B, beak too. What color? Should we color his B, B, beak? Yeah, I say yellow or orange. You pick. You pick. I got a little blue on there, but that's okay. The orange is going to cover it right up. Do you see something else in our picture that begins with B, B? Yeah, what about the buttons on the snowman? Buttons begins with B. Let's give him some red buttons. Let's give him some red buttons. How many buttons are there? Yep, two. One, two. Oh, like the clouds. Two. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's something else on our page that begins with B, B, B. Yeah, bow. Let's give her a purple bow to match her coat. She has a bow in her hair. Bow only has two letter sounds that we can hear. B-O. B-O. But it's spelled B-O-W, just so you know. All right, what about hat? Hat. Nope, that doesn't begin with the letter B. What about branch? Branch. Yes. Let's color the arms. They used sticks and branches to make the snowman's arms. Let's color the snowman arms, the branches, brown. Does brown begin with B? Yes. Ooh, we have a lot of pictures that begin with B. B. Branch for his arms. Brown, b, b, brown. Okay, ready? What about ball? Ball. What's a ball? Where do you see a ball? Yeah, I see snow b, b, balls, and I see a ball on the top of the snowman's hat, and I see a little ball on the top of the boy's hat. Let's start with the snowman's hat. We're just going to color the little pom-pom ball on the top of his hat. Let's make it orange. You got to listen to the teacher. And then let's color the boy. Hey, boy begins with B. Let's color the boy's ball on the top of his hat green to match his coat. Okay. And now, ready? Ready? Let's count the snowballs while we color them. Let's color the snowballs blue. Light blue. I'm going to do light blue. Let's color the snowballs while we color them. Count. Oh, I messed up. Friends, let's color the snowballs and count them while we color. One. Color neatly. Two. Three. Four. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ooh, 10 snowballs. Balls. B for ball. 10 snowballs, boys and girls. If we took that top snowball off the top, that would be subtract. That would be minus. So cover that top snowball up with your finger and then count how many are left. What would 10 minus 1 be? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 would be left. if we could subtract those. Okay, we found a lot of pictures that begin with B. We found some pictures that begin with T, like tree and two, hey, and top. And we found some pictures that begin with C. What was one of our C pictures? Carrot, cloud, yep, coal, coat. Now I want you to find something that begins with the letter. I'm messing up again. Something that begins with the letter. This one's going to be a little trickier. Ready? F. Do you see something that could begin with F? Yes, feather on the bird. Feather, but we already colored that. How about, ready? Friend. Are you my friend? I'm your friend. Are the boy and the girl friends, do you think? Me too. Well, let's name them and let's give them names that begin with for F, for friend and feather. How about, ready? Fred. Fred. Let's color Fred's hat. Let's make it blue. No, we've used blue a lot. Let's make it red. Let's give Fred a red hat. This is Fred. Fred is a friend to everyone. Fred has a red hat. He has ear flaps too, so go ahead and color those red. They're hanging down to cover up his ears, keep his ears warm. Fred has a hat. Let's give Fred some red mittens. He has some red mittens on. Fred is a friend to the feathery bird. Okay, put down all your crayons. Now let's give the girl a name that begins with F. Can you think of a girl name for F? I wonder if you're thinking what I'm thinking. Are we thinking the same thing? I thought of this one. Ready? Faith. I wonder if any of you are named Faith. Let's give Faith, ready? Let's give Faith some brown hair. Faith has brown hair. She's a friend of Fred. Faith has brown hair. She's a friend of Fred. Faith and Fred are friends. And they're friends with the feathery bird. Faith, Fred, friend and feather all begin with F. There you go. I know, I'm just making it up, friends. Friends, you're my friends. And so are Fred and Faith. All right, ready? Put down all your crayons and find your pencil. We're going to do a little bit of work at the bottom. You can always finish coloring this picture later. All right, let's look at the first picture next to the line. It's the number 10. What letter sound does 10 begin with? Yep, T, write the letter T on the line. You can write an uppercase letter or a lowercase letter. I'm easy. Okay, scoot over. That's a coat. Coat, like carrot, cloud. What letter is that? C, write the letter C. Scoot over. We have a button. Button. What letter sound is Yep, the letter B for button, like on the snowman. And the last one is feather. What letter sound does feather begin with? Yes, the letter F. Let's write the letter F. Let's check it. You should have T for 10. C for coat, B for button, and F for feather. Now we're going to scoot down to the sentence. There's a snowman. There's a picture of a snowman's head. So I feel like the sentence is going to talk about a snowman. Do you see a word that could say snowman? Snowman. The letter S. It's the second word. So it says, you point to the circles under the words and I'll read it to you. Ready? The snowman has a hat. Let's read it again. The snowman has a hat. Let's color in the circle under the word snowman. It's that big long word. It's the second circle. It's under S-N-O-W-M-A-N. It has a long, it's a long word, snowman. And then can you find the word hat? Hat? Which one says hat? Yes, it's the very last word, hat. Let's color in the circle under the word hat, H-A-T. T. It's the very last word. The snowman has a hat. There are two things wrong with this sentence. I forgot to do something. What does my sentence need at the end? The snowman has a hat. Yes, a period next to that letter T on hat. Because I'm telling you, it's a telling sentence. The snowman has a hat. Period. You put a period. And then what do I need to do at the beginning of my sentence on the letter T? Yeah, we need to make that a capital. You go ahead, write right on top of it with your pencil. Make it a tall T. Cross it at the very top. No, well, don't cross it. Top it off. Make that a capital T. The snowman has a hat. Okay, do you see the cloud? Picture of the cloud? I want you to, ready? I want you to draw 8 snowballs coming out of the cloud. Falling like rain, but falling like snow. 1, 2, so you nice round circles. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8, check and make sure you have 8 snowballs coming out of the cloud. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Nice. Okay, scoot over to the 10 frame. Scoot over to the 10 frame. Let's color these counters in the 10 frame while we count them at the same time. Ready? 1. Use your pencil. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, there's 7 counters in this 10 frame. Now scoot over. We're going to copy the word. We're going to trace the word minus. We were practicing that. That means subtract, take away. M-I-N-U-S. Minus means take away. So look at the number sentence. We have a 7 we need to trace. 7. And then that symbol is take away or minus. 7 minus 2. Trace the 2. And now we need to find the answer. So pop back over to your 10 frame. Remember that had 7 in it. So 7. Now cross out the 2 counters on the bottom. Just draw an X over each one. There's the 2. 7 minus 2. And then how many are left? Count the counters that are left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Write a 5 on the line of your number sentence. 7 minus 2 equals 5. We did it. We did the whole activity. You know why? You know why? I bet you know why. Yep, it's because you rock, I roll together. We rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.